community access to recovery services biannual quality plan.
And I'll just give a brief kind of update on that. Probably about 4 or 5 years ago, CARS had been administering an assessment that was looking at co-occurring disorder capabilities. And several years ago, Jen Whitwer decided that that was a good initiative, but it wasn't broad enough, it wasn't holistic enough. And so we began completing a quality plan within CARS around that time. So we developed the structure, and it involves all the staff from all different walks of life within CARS. So if you've had a chance to read the quality plan, you can see that there is not just one staff member or a couple staff members who are handling and leading each one of those projects. So one of the cool things about the quality plan is how kind of deeply embedded it is throughout CARS, because it isn't just one person leading it. There's one person who sort of oversees that, and that's Jen Whitwer. But really, in terms of leading the projects, it's staff members throughout CARS, which is pretty cool because everybody then has a chance to get involved and perform the work and buy into the process. So this is, I believe, the third iteration of the quality plan. I may be getting my numbers mixed up here, but so just a couple of quick highlights that I would like to just address. That I think this quality plan continues much of the good work that has already been done. One of the things that it does is it's starting to shift the focus on really expanding harm reduction resources throughout Milwaukee County in response to the overdose epidemic. So, in fact, some of the things that are involved related to that particular initiative is actually the vending machine distribution project, which there's going to be 11 vending machines that will be distributed throughout Milwaukee County and led by Jeremy Triblett. That process of distributing the vending machines and assigning the vending machines, because there were a number of applicants, there were like 30 applicants, went through an extensive process to determine which vending machine should be awarded to which applicants. That was data-driven, it was based on surveys, it was based on interviews with the different applicants. It was a very extensive process. And the decisions have been made, those vending machines are going out. So that's related to a component of the quality plan. I also think this quality plan continues with the process of trying to address issues of equity and inequity throughout our services in Milwaukee County. And to that end, the system-wide racial equity project is really a strong component of that effort that is made mention of in the quality plan here. That's been going very well, I think. There's been a number of meetings. That group has been meeting now for over a year and has completed, I think, like 20 to 25 interviews with key stakeholders in the community, initially focusing on organizational leaders within key zip codes. So, Denise, you mentioned, high-need zip codes. That's actually been one of the areas of focus, is trying to identify and interview key organizational leaders within those high-need zip codes. And then the next phase of that, so what we've done is we've gathered information. One of our own quality team members, Rick Kastenmeier, has done a lot of review and sort of evaluation of all the qualitative data that's been captured and produced a number of insights and outcomes, or not outcomes, but insights based on that data. And so we are actually in the process of developing different interventions and quality improvement projects based on that information. There will be a phase two where we'll actually then target specifically community members, people who represent those different zip codes, but are not necessarily organizational leaders, but members of the community who live in those communities. And so that's going to be phase two. So I think all of that has flowed out of the CARS quality plan. Another element of the quality plan is, it's organized around the quadruple aim, is really about staff quality of work life. And to that end, there's now been several meetings that have ensued of a workforce challenges work group that's kind of a cool work group. It's really designed to address the severe workforce shortages that we know exist at the county, but also exist even more acutely in some ways in our provider network. So that work group has had several meetings, and is reviewing the literature about what can be done, but it's also invited providers from the community to attend. So again, that kind of grew out of the CARS quality plan. And then the last highlight that I would like to just mention is related to population health. CARS is really focusing on building their capacity with the social determinants of health. So that includes expanding transportation services, IPS services, expanding bridge housing services. And also, I think that this is bigger than CARS, but you know, CARS has a lot of clients who complete this data, is really back in February, and hopefully very soon we'll actually be analyzing some of this data, is the implementation of the new PPS form, which actually has a number of questions related to the social determinants of health. So very excited about that, because very soon we're going to be actually analyzing and sharing that data within CARS, within CRISIS, and BHS-wide to be able to see where our folks are at in terms of a point-in-time estimate. But then we'll also be using that to better understand where the needs are for some of our clients, because it in a more systematic way, asks questions that we haven't really asked yet, right? So it asks questions about physical activity or inactivity, food insecurity, some of those things that, you know, if we know that about our clients, it's really only on a case-by-case basis out of progress notes or individual case management work. It's not necessarily at a population level. So I think those are all things that are related to the CARS quality plan. And much of the activity and the work within that quality plan, as you're seeing it, has been ongoing or have already been started. So I guess I'll take questions now. And Jen Whitwer is on, and she's really the driving force behind it, so she can answer any questions as well about it.
Hey, Matt. Great report, as always. I did just put a note that we do now have that Community Stakeholder Advisory Council in place, and we're all formed up, and I've got like over a dozen eager community members from varying zip codes that live in Milwaukee. So if you're looking for a focus group, we're always available as well if you need feedback.
That would be cool, I would think. I don't want to speak for Jim, but I think that would be nice to have you join us or have a representative join us at one of our system-wide racial equity projects, whether it's interviewing members of that group or that group who, you know, being able to sort of provide us with some connections in the community about people that we could speak to. I mean, we're really anyone that we can talk to who can give us a better sense of what's going on in the community who has that boots on the ground experience, that would be great.
Yeah, I agree. I'll reach out to you, so that would be really helpful and welcome.
Great. This is Mary. That group meets the first Monday of the month from 6 to 7:30. And actually we have a meeting this evening, and we're meeting in person at Invisible Realities Ministry on 54th and Center. We have an educational meeting tonight.
Great.
Brenda Wesley is the chair of that meeting, and I'm on the Stakeholder Advisory Council as well. So
that's great. And Brenda was one of the people that we interviewed as well. So
perfect.
Okay. Yeah, so she's aware too.
Okay,
great. Yeah, it was really a good report. A lot of information in there, and I think there's a lot that's going to come out of the interviews that happened with the new questions and, this is the third iteration of the report in itself. So I'm eager to see what happens as this moves forward again. So thank you for your ongoing work.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
Madam Chair, in the past, this has been a recommendation item. Do we want to move this forward to the board as a recommendation item today?
Yes, I would like to. So I move forward that we recommend the Community Access to Recovery Services biannual quality report to the board for approval, or that we approve the biannual quality plan. All in favor, say aye. Aye. Any opposed? Well, the motion stands.
Thank you.